When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven."
Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. It is such a great opportunity for us to celebrate this Solemnity of All Saints. And because of the Beatitudes, it really gives us a lot to think about, a great meditation on our call to become saints. And because I haven't preached for 2 weeks, I could easily preach for 45 minutes. But John told me that Father Ron would be waiting in the wings for 8:30 if I did that. But let's think about what it means when we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. First and foremost, we are celebrating the heavenly hosts. We're celebrating all those saints for which the church had given to us. We call them the canonical saints. All that means is it's the official list of those who the church, by the virtues and the lives that they lived, and through their intercession, are in that position of sharing in that heavenly kingdom. But today we celebrate not only them because they are so important to us, just as our confirmation children understood that they chose and had two names of saints in order for them to realize they are models for them to follow. But today we also pray for the saints that are known to me and are known to you. In essence, we pray for those who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith that got us to this point. Those who exhibited in their lives the discipleship of Jesus Christ, the sacrifices necessary to live out faith. So when we listen to the Beatitudes, the first thing that's really important for us to realize is when Jesus uses the word blessed, blessed are they. And remember what our definition of being blessed is. Remember, we would say, "How are you? Good morning." And we would say, "We're blessed," right? Being blessed means that you're consecrated for the purpose for which you were created. You're consecrated for the purpose for which you were created to live out your life in Christ, through Christ, with Christ, for Christ, so that you could enter into His complete and full glory eternally in heaven. So when Jesus speaks of those who are blessed, he's speaking of those who are consecrated for the purpose for which they have been created. Blessed are those who seek righteousness. I love to start with that beatitude because really that is the center of what our consecration is about. It is the purpose for which we were created. To seek out holiness, to return to what God had created us to be, that was restored to us in baptism, continuously being nurtured and healed in the sacrament of reconciliation, and being nurtured and healed in the Holy Eucharist, or the anointing of the sick. Blessed are those who seek out righteousness. So how do we do that? Jesus tells us there's four dispositions that are necessary for those who really seek to become holy, and they are to be pure, poor of spirit, to be sorrowful,
to be meek, and also to have a pure heart. Those are the dispositions that allow us to seek that out. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who realize they need more grace, those who realize that God has abundance to offer, and we definitely need His assistance. Blessed are those who are sorrowful. Sorrowful for what? For lives that are incomplete, for lives that are broken, for lives that experience illness or death? Yes. But blessed are those who are sorrowful because they recognize that these things are consequences to sin. So in order to seek God holiness, one has to be sorrowful for the reality of the broken world we live in because sin had entered into it. And third, blessed are those who are meek, kind and gentle, so that their spirit may be directed with pure hearts. And once we have those dispositions set up, then we live out our righteousness, our holiness, by being merciful to others and peacemakers. These are those for whom we'll inherit the kingdom of God. These are the ones whom we celebrate today, those marked by the church, those known to us. See, because responding with mercy means that we want others to come to those four dispositions. Mercy allows us to seek something beyond our pain and our sorrow into the desire to be holy. And to be peacemakers, it doesn't mean that we work hard to have everybody agree to disagree. It's not a peacemaker. A peacemaker is to bring people to the fullness of their lives in the divine truth of Christ Jesus, to bring everybody into the fullness of their lives in knowing that it is through death that we receive life. So we can imagine today all those that we love who celebrate with the great saints, for they sought out righteousness, they lived out the dispositions, they shared in mercy, and they try to bring true peace to others. But there's a special group of those among the virgins, among the doctors of the church, among those who are spiritual geniuses in their own right, those who are among the martyrs. Because Jesus reminds us, if you try to seek this out, if you try to live this way, you will not be seen simply as a pushover. You'll be seen as someone who's challenging lives to be changed by truth. So a special group of those martyrs are our unborn children who've lost their lives in abortion. They may not have a voice to speak, but they are truly numbered among those who have been persecuted, who have been pushed aside, for those who have been insulted because Christ gave them life. By the very conception of their lives, they were consecrated for a purpose, to serve Him. And we cannot let their service go unknown because the sins that bring about abortion are those who need to be healed, those who need mercy, those who seek peace. And we must continue to pray so that such a thing cannot happen, so that those voices, those lives could be known fully for what they were consecrated to bring to us. Probably greatness not only in this world, but certainly greatness in holy lives. So what should be our mission this week? I think it should be simply to remember that we are called to be saints. And this time of 2020, when we try to follow the Lord with clear vision, we're being forged in the darkness and in fear and the things that are happening around us. Be forged into saints. Don't allow this time to pass in fear and anxiety, but allow it to pass with hope and love. And when you come forward to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, the bread of life, remember before you can receive Him as the bread of life, He is first the lamb of the sacrifice. That's how we get Him as food. that he shows us mercy. He shows us that receiving him as the bread of life is the peace that we seek. And then you go forth and proclaim that truth with your life to protect all from sin through mercy and truth. And I promise I will do the same.